Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's absurd they won.
It's absurd. This is like, we were so wrapped up in all, like, the Warriors, the playoffs. The Mavericks getting the number one overall pick.
Here's
is
a this
absurd.
Or that. Would you rather have Trent Baalke run your organization for 5 years or Nico Harrison?
Oh.
I'm going to go Nico. I actually think Nico could identify some talent. He might trade away some talent, but he'll identify some.
Both went to a championship. Both reached it. They both reached it.
They did.
Oh, God. Hey, Jason Kidd or Jim Harbaugh? Who do you want?
Harbaugh.
Not even close?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. As we were talking about rivalries, we can get back into it. 888-957-9570. We just want to do a little Giannis watch. Why not, right? You know, we've got to see what's going on.
Yeah, so we're having fun with it.
This is what we kind of started the show with, though, today. Max Muncy. Is he kind of, you know, stoking the flames a little bit more? Giants, Dodgers are going to be playing each other next weekend. Take a listen. This is Max Muncy, current Dodger, almost foul territory.
The Padres bring everything that is in a rivalry, but you only have one rival. I don't like when people say you have rivals. I just think if you have a rival, it's your, you know, it's your counterpart, and that's always going to be the Giants for the Dodgers, at least, and it's always going to be the Red Sox for the Yankees. People always made the argument that the Astros and Yankees had a good rivalry going, and it's like, that's true, but you only have one rival. And so for me, like I said, the Padres bring everything that a rivalry brings. For me, your rival is just one team. You don't have multiple teams as your rival.
Okay. I'm going to ask the question right now then. I'm taking the totality of the Bay Area sports landscape. Who is the biggest rival right now?
Right
to
now.
Bay Area sports. Who is the team that the Bay Area could collectively say, screw them? I'm out. Who is it? 888-957-9570. Is that it? We collectively all hate the Chiefs. Doesn't matter. I think Pajemski's the Chiefs fan, by the way. He's a big Mahomes guy.
Well, can they really be the rivals when they don't look at us as a rival in any way?
No,
shape,
he's just
or
asking
form?
Who we hate the most.
Oh, okay. You're right. Okay.
That's different than rivals.
Okay, that's different. Okay.
So like LeBron and Mahomes and Chiefs.
I think LeBron is the answer. LeBron is collectively that's the rival. You can't stand that guy. Yeah. And he's had your number in the past. You've had his number in the past.
Well, he's that's had Kiki Vandeweghe's number in the past where we were speed dialing
Lakers,
to get Draymond suspended.
I mean, the playoffs, though. The most recent example would be the playoffs against them a couple years ago where they beat
Yeah, you're right, out. When that guy saved him.
That
Lonnie
guy.
Walker.
Lonnie
Kane's
Walker.
Legend.
Kane's
legend.
Thank you. It's all about the U. You still can't believe
one of
that.
The worst nights ever.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You okay over there? He's looking at this guy.
I just
look
remember
at him
the
on
fourth
the
quarter. Fourth just... quarter. Lonnie Walker's just hitting buckets. I'm like, can someone guard him? Anyone? And Clay's got the ball like 6 seconds dribbling, and we're like, oh my God. It was awful. That fourth quarter will live in my head forever.
Okay, so
that's one of those losses. You remember certain losses. You know, like Darren Williams. If I just say Darren Williams.
Right.
Carlos Boozer. I remember the Warriors losing to that Jazz team
Derek
after
Fisher.
The We Believe. And I hated that team. God, I hated them. And it's just like, oh, you know, we bring up Kent Bazemore. I automatically think of him closing out on Ginobili in the series against
Ginobili.
The Spurs. You bring up that game, Lonnie Walker fourth quarter. It's just
BA Brian Anderson on the call called the Lonnie Walker game for TNT. He did, and it was. It's written in stone at crypto.com arena. There's a new rivalry budding, by the way. I don't know if you guys know this. Joe Shasky and one JJ Redick. I think they might come to fisticuffs here if they ever see each other in person. JJ Redick's, he's in your dome right now.
No,
Joe.
He's a condescending, arrogant jerk.
No, he's a Duke grad. Oh, wait, sorry, same thing.
He's
one of the most insufferable people in sports right now. Hands down for me. It's not even close.
Okay. Well, this is him talking on, what is this, the Old Man of the Three podcast, Sam?
I think this was Quentin Richardson's podcast. Let me get the name for
I love though. Quentin Richardson.
The young man in the three, is that what it is? Here's JJ Redick talking about his offseason being harder than the actual season, and boy, did it get Joe Shasky mad.
You weren't even around me in the offseason. My offseasons were harder than the season,
right,
bro. That's a fact, and that's a big reason I retired, because I couldn't do a f***ing offseason.
Straight up.
Like, my offseasons were 6 days a week, 2 or 3 workouts a day, Saturdays off, Sundays make 342 shots exactly every Sunday in the offseason for the last 13 years.
Why 342?
It's very simple, man. There's 7 spots on the floor, 20 spot twos, 20 spot threes, 3 dribbles going right, 3 dribbles going left. That's plus 20 free throws. That's 342.
Okay, so there you go. His offseason was harder than the actual season. Is that recent, or is that just like pop up on social? Because I'm looking up the interview right here. Quentin Richardson podcast, JJ Redick.
You got to play more of it. He talks about going to the ice tub.
You mean this?
I started cold tubbing, and I'd be like, all right, they want me to cold tub for 12 minutes. So I'd cold tub for 12 minutes. And then I get to the point where I'd be like, you know, if I start my timer a little too early, I'm not getting that full 12 minutes. I don't want to cheat myself. So I started cold tubbing for 12 minutes and 25 seconds just to give myself a wiggle room, right? My routine, like on a normal day of game, I knew exactly what I was going to eat for breakfast. I knew exactly when I was going to get to the gym. I knew exactly how many minutes I was going to spend in the hot tub before I got on the training table. Then I got my work in the weight room for activation. Then I got my pre-shoot-around shooting. Then my post-shoot-around shooting. Then my cold tub. Knew exactly what I'm going to eat for lunch. Then I knew exactly when I was going to nap. I had my naps timed out, bro. By the end of my career, if I said I need to fall asleep at 1:05 to wake up at 3:30, I could do it like that.
No, that guy's a hard worker.
No, you can't.
That.
This guy's so full of crap.
Why?
This is what I'm talking about, dude. The more he talked, the less I believed him. I had my naps timed out to perfection. I mean, Joe,
he cares about his body and his regimen.
No one is saying that he's not regimented. No one is saying that. But to think that this guy only, what did he say, 320? I only hit 320 shots every single time. I only was in the tub for 12 minutes and 25 seconds every single time. And it was exact every single day. And we worked out. No, dude, come on, man. He's insufferable. Like, honestly, he is top 5 most insufferable people on the planet right now.
Really?
Yes.
More so than Aaron Rodgers? JJ Redick?
He's right next to him. You know why? You know what they both have in common?
What?
Condescending jerk who thinks they're always right and can't realize how ridiculous they sound.
Is that the this or that for tomorrow? Is it JJ Redick versus Aaron Rodgers? Who's more insufferable?
Does anyone like the guy like, I only eat chicken, broccoli, and rice every single day, no matter what?
I think that was Skip Bayless. I think that was his.
Yeah, and thing. Skip's a weirdo. But Skip's a weirdo.
I mean, bodybuilders do that stuff, right? They eat a lot of like,
this is where my whole thing with JJ started. When he was like telling people how to youth coach, and he's like, it's a travesty. Every single youth coach, he's just blanket statements. I don't care if it's first grade. You teach man-to-man from the beginning. JJ, I've been coaching for 20 years. You get an hour with a bunch of second graders who can't even dribble, and you're going to teach man-to-man defense with a one-hour practice a week? Shut up. Shut the hell up. You speak from privilege, and every time your mouth is open, I don't want to hear about it. When you're coaching your kids' 12U team, and you've got hours upon hours upon hours, teaching a man-to-man defense is totally fine. If I'm coaching at the Y, and it's a bunch of kids who literally have never played basketball in their lives, what? Why are you laughing?
It's just funny. That much you hate JJ Redick.
It's absurd. And you're going to teach a bunch of second graders who have never dribbled a basketball in their life sophisticated man-to-man shell defense for 48 of your one-hour practice? Like, that's stupid.
He's a good coach. As a rookie head coach, he got his team into the first round of the playoffs. It's pretty good. And he's got Luka Doncic on there now.
And what did he do? One of the most unprecedented things we've ever seen. He played an entire team for an entire half of five guys, and that's it.
He did. He didn't have the depth. That's the only players he trusted at that moment. That was a rookie head coach mistake. You don't learn.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
You didn't think he had a good rookie season as head coach?
I'm not saying he wasn't regimented. You clearly have to have a level of dedication and regiment to make it as far and to last as far as these guys do. What I'm saying is he puts extra on everything.
He does.
And I find it to be so disingenuous.
We need more characters like that, though. Like, isn't he perfect for L.A.? He's such a... Come on. He's the perfect Laker head coach. Insufferable. That's what you want. We're talking about rivalries. God, I wish Warriors-Lakers was a rivalry. That'd be great. Steve Kerr, J.J. Redick. They'd love... That'd be awesome. Be awesome.
This is like the person who tells you, I've never had McDonald's before. And you're like, come on. Come on, you never had McDonald's.
McValue.
McDonald's is selling 400 gazillion burgers a day. They advertise it, and you've never had one. Like that, those people drive me nuts.
JJ Redick might have. I don't know. Yeah, you got to ask him, Joe. You got to ask him. Most insufferable.
He is a rival for me right now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Do you?
He gets under my skin.
Do you hate him more than you hate LeBron? Sports hit.
Well, they're very similar.
They're
full of it. You know, LeBron, I was reading this book. What, the one that you've been on the first page of for the last 10 years?
I had my naps timed out, bro.
Come on. Look, it's ridiculous. As a guy who takes naps, you do not have your naps timed. I'm sorry. You do not have your naps timed. You might have an alarm to wake you up, but you do not like, now's the time I'm going to bed. Like, you would be the most psychotic individual on the planet if that was true. Come on. My naps are timed out. Just say it out loud. It's absurd.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
Even Quinn Richards is like, for real? Why 342 shots made?
I actually kind of feel him on that, though, because I do have a nap window after I get out. I do have a nap window when I get out of here. So I have to hit it by like 12 or 12:30-ish. And if it's any time after that, I can't because I'll be too lethargic. I'll sleep too long and I'll feel horrible. So I agree.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
I had them timed out. It's so good.
It's so dumb.
Most insufferable personality.
But here's the thing, like
right
Steph
now.
Curry. Do we all know that Steph Curry works out? Do we think that Steph Curry has dedicated his life to his body?
Yes.
All right, yeah, but he doesn't like slam it down your throat. This is like and again, I'm a religious individual to a degree, but like overly religious person, overly workout person, overly sober person, like when you take it to the extremes, it's just, nobody wants to hear all that. That's all I'm saying. Nobody wants to hear all that.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
You had your prayers timed out?
I mean,
you had LJ nap time. Do you time LJ's naps out, right?
No, I'm way different than my wife. There's some days I'm like, look, Michelle, the sun is still out. I'm not trying to put my son down while the sun is still out.
The sun's still out at 8 o'clock. It's bedtime still. You got to put him down. That's what happens. But it's very difficult because they're distracted when the sun is up because they think it's like, no, they got to play these mind games with them. So that's why you got to have like the nice like curtains that black out everything so they can just go.
No, we have the blackout curtains.
There you go. You gotta go
to but we have to like use her hair ties to or
oh,
whatever. Those
together?
Yeah, because they're very heavy.
Oh, like the pins, the hair pins, yeah. Bobby pins.
Yeah.
There you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.